Praise God. Again, I welcome all of you to this Dream Team prayer line. Praise God. So tonight, I am going to be reading from the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter, the 29th through 33rd verses. Matthew 20, verses 29 through 33. It reads, "And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David.' And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David.' And Jesus stood still and called them and said, 'What will you have that I shall do unto you?' And they said unto him, 'Lord, that our eyes may be opened.' So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him." Praise God. That's so blessed. And from this passage of Scripture, I'm going to leave you with this thought. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord. See, these blind beggars, they heard that Jesus was passing their way. Praise God. And then they knew without any doubt that if they could just reach out to him, their deliverance would be imminent. A miracle working power of God was at their disposal. You know, how many times when you and I get into desperate need for something, that have we cried out to the Lord? That's all we have to do. Cry out to him. Reach out to him. Cry with desperation. Guess what? We'll get his attention. Amen. Praise God. Listen, although these blind beggars, they were blind, and they couldn't really see him, but they used what they had. What did they have? They had a voice that they could cry out to him. And the Scripture says that the multitude, they try to silence them. They try to say to him, just shut up. But yet they cried even the more. Listen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said, you know, he will lift or raise up a standard against him. So in other words, when you, it seems like every time you try to do what you do for the Lord, or you put one foot forward and seem like you take two or three back, we need to know how to push and press our way to him. Hallelujah. Kind of like the woman who had the issue of blood, that people, you know, she knew she wasn't supposed to be in that crowd, you know, in light of her condition, but she pressed her way even through the crowd. No doubt people told her to get back. No doubt she didn't look good. She didn't smell good. But yet she had her eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's where you and I need to be, with our eyes focused on him. Amen. So the multitude told these blind beggars, said, be quiet, in so many words. And so, but they kept on. They cried even the more. And you know, when you and I cry even the more, reach out to him by faith. That's how we touch him. We reach out to him with faith. And then as we continue to hear the word of God, because we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So therefore, our faith, it increases. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is not slack concerning his promises. We need to get the desperation, sort of like Jacob. Jacob said, no, I am not going to let you go until you bless my soul. Praise God. And that's where we need to be. Hallelujah. Cry out to the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord with a sincere heart and with humility. See, humility and sincere repentance always gets the attention of God. I'm going to say that again. when you humble yourself and you have a sincere, repentant heart, and that will get God's attention. And see, what happened with these blind beggars, they said, number one, have mercy on us. In so many words, Jesus, forgive us. Have mercy on us. And when we humble ourselves and say, God, have mercy on us, what happened? Jesus stood still, the scripture says, and he asked, what will you want me to do for you? Praise God. And the beggar said, Lord, that our eyes may be open. Hallelujah. And when we get ourselves in that type of atmosphere and worship before him, then we can say, we can ask what we will. What will you have me to do? Hallelujah. And Jesus had compassion on the beggars. And the Bible says he touched them. Hallelujah. And immediately their eyes came open. Reach out and touch the Lord. See, I recall just last Sunday at church, the power of God was present in the place. When the praises and the songs begin to go up, the voices of Judah was just singing and lifting up the name of Jesus, so much so until the power of the Lord filled the place. See, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty was there. So as the praises began to ring out, deliverance and healing power of God was easily released. If all we had to do is just reach out and touch the Lord. Hallelujah. All you had to do was just touch him by faith. Whatever you had need of, my God, that can be your answer. That was our time. That was our time to step out and touch the Lord. Praise God. You know, I'm thinking about the widow woman who actually lost her husband, and she was in so much debt. And the Bible says she cried out to the prophet Elisha. In so many words, she reached out to God through God's servant Elisha. And what does Elisha say to her? He asked her, same thing, what would you have me to do? What can I do for you? And she began to tell how her husband was a servant and so forth, and he was faithful, but now she's a widow, and that she needed money because the way it was in those times was that you could pay your debt. If you didn't have the money, you could pay your debt by becoming a slave or your family becoming a slave. In this case, her two sons would have been a slave. But Elisha asked her, he asked her, he says, what do you have in your house? Hallelujah. Praise God. And she said, but just a pot of oil. Praise God. You know, it's kind of like what God asked Moses. So Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, just a rod. Praise God. He said, then stretch it forth. And I'm asking us tonight, I'm asking you tonight, what do you have? Do you have the faith of God? Do you believe him? Do you have his promise that you can claim and you're standing on? Are you a blood-washed child of the King? Who are you? What do you have? And when you have that word of God abiding on the inside, you got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's who you have. Praise God. And when you've got that kind of power, there's no way that you cannot reach out and touch the Lord. Hallelujah. He's passing by your way wherever you are. You could be in your car. You could be in your house. Wherever you could be. Right now, just reach out and touch the Lord. He's passing by right now. So Elisha, he gave her specific instructions. She said, I just got a pot of oil. He told her, go borrow vessels. In fact, I'm paraphrasing this, but he says, borrow a lot of vessels. Don't just get a little bit. Hallelujah. But get as many. Go to your neighbors. Go abroad. Go and find empty vessels and bring it back. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm saying to you all tonight, just whatever you have, reach out to the Lord. Use what you got. Use the faith you have. Hallelujah. Because as you use that faith and you stand on the promises of God, and you get, God will answer your prayer. Glory to God, and you can make it. Amen. 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 So she borrowed the vessels. Then Elijah told her that, you know, I want you to just go into your house. And shut the door. Shut the door behind you and your sons. And as she began to pour out that oil, it miraculously, that as she continued to pour out that out of that pot that she had and continued to fill the vessels and fill more vessels and vessels after vessels, praise God, based on the obedience of what God had spoke to Elisha to tell her what to do, that oil, it was enough. She had so much oil, enough that she could pay the debt that she owed and still had some left for her and her sons to live on. So what are you saying to me, Lady B, tonight? Oh, yeah, pour out of your heart. As she poured out, symbolically, pour out your heart to the Lord, realistically, hallelujah, and with humility. Pour it out. However that you commune with the Lord, go in. Go into your secret space. Go in to your private devotion. Shut the door behind you. Turn off the TV. Turn off the phone and say, Lord, it's you and I. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to touch you. And I know that my answer is right at hand. Glory to God. So the Lord showed himself strong to that widower. And he was, in a sense, a financial deliverer. How many did need a financial blessing? I don't know about you, but I sure do. Know him as your financial deliverer, among other things. Hallelujah. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight, church? The word says, ask and we shall receive. He told us to seek and you shall find, and then knock and the doors will be open to you. He told us be careful. In other words, don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. That supplication means earnestly asking. Hallelujah. And then you couple that with thanksgiving. Then he told us, let your requests be made known unto God. Let him know. Let your requests known to him. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, the scripture says, shall keep your hearts and will keep your mind through Christ Jesus. People can look at you and wonder, why, how is she still smiling? How is it that I know she's going through something, but yet you don't have to look like what you've been through or what you're going through? Hallelujah, because it's the peace of God, hallelujah, that keeps your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Say amen to that. Glory to God. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. See, when you call on the name of the Lord, he will surely answer prayer. That's all you have to call out sincerely again. The Bible says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles, not some of them. The scripture says all of his troubles. Hallelujah. Praise God. No wonder David said, you know, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it really doesn't matter who hears you and who hears you cry out desperately, who hears your prayer of supplication. Cry anyway. Don't let anybody shut you up, because certainly those blind beggars, they did not listen to a multitude of folks. No doubt they would probably say, get back, he don't have time for you. You know, nobody wants to hear you. But the word says they cried even the more. That's saying something to you and I. So maybe the answer didn't come today. Tomorrow said, Lord, I'm going to be right back here. I'm going to be praying and thanking you for the answer. And if it don't come the next day, I will stand, because I know that you hear me when I call. Call on the Lord. He answers prayer. Say hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. See, you can cast your cares upon the Lord, because the word says God cares for us. There is no secret what God can do. See, what he does for others, he'll do the same thing for you. Why? Because Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, he says, I am God, and I change not. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that God is not like man, that God doesn't change one day, and then he come back the next day. We don't know if he's going to wake us up. You don't know if he's going to do that. No, our God is a faithful God. And whatever God says he could do, he will do it. All you and I have to do is walk in line with his word, walk in obedience, walk humbly before him, walk softly before him, watch and well as pray, and believe him, ask, and know that the prayers will be answered. So I say to you all tonight, release your faith. Yes. Know that God can do anything but fail. Let the praises of God ring out of your very soul. Hallelujah. Watch God arise and change things. Yes, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. He's passing your way. Praise God. I want to want you, as I play this song, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. As I play this, you reach out right where you are. Get in your mind. Get in on your lips, right in your heart. Say, Lord, this is what I need. I'm reaching out and I'm touching you. And I know that God will answer prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is past. Sing by this moment. Your need, he will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry, 'cause he is past. Sing by this moment, your needs he will supply. Just reach over to your neighbor and say, reach out and touch the
Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. He's passing by your way this moment, right this moment. All you got to do, reach out. He's not too busy. Glory to God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, that we can reach out. We can touch you by faith, Father. Hallelujah. We know you're not too busy. We know you won't pass us by because you're with us always, even to the end of the world. God, we thank you that we can reach out. We know that, God, that you are a prayer-answering God, that you're not slack concerning your promises. For whatever thing that you said that you will do, God, your word will come to pass. Glory to God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the power of deliverance. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Father, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord, that we are awake this morning in our right mind. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to go forth this day and do what we need to have done, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you never forget us. You never forget us. You're always mindful of us. Thank you for your unconditional love, God. That love that sustained us, God. Even, God, when the times that we fall, sometimes we fall. But, God, we know that we do get up, hallelujah, that we will reach out, and we will grow up in you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. I thank you right now for the people that are on this line tonight. God, they called in to this prayer line tonight. God, they reached out to you tonight to hear a word from you, Lord. We thank you for that word. And God, we will. And we are reaching out to you, Lord. I'm reaching out to you, God, on behalf of those that are sick and those that are convalescent at home, those that their bodies are racking with pain, those, God, that seem like they can't see their way out. But God, we are reaching out to you tonight and believing you to deliver and set free. We are believing you, God, that you, God, will shed light on a dark situation. No matter what the doctor's report says, no matter how things look, God, no matter how hopeless it may be, God, but God, we have hope in you, God. As David says, I hope in you. My soul hopes in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. David said, I would have fainted. I would have gone down to nothing had I not believed that I would live to see the glory of the Lord. Father, I believe in you. Allow your glory. Your glory will just spread over everybody on this line tonight. Not only on the line, those that are off the line, even their families that are represented here tonight. God, move by your spirit tonight, God, hallelujah. I feel your anointing in this place tonight, God. We come to you, God, with sincere heart. You told us that we can be careful for nothing, but with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, we are letting our requests be made known to you, Father. Father, I ask in Jesus' mighty name, remember the bereaved families tonight. Oh, God, especially remember Jerry Royal and Sasha. Remember, God, that family, God. Oh, God, restore hope. Restore the joy of the Lord, because that's going to be their strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know how to fix it, God. You are a God of restoration. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you save, God. Save our loved ones, God, those that we've been holding up before you, Lord. We know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think of, according to the power that's working through us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, encourage somebody somebody's heart tonight. Send encouragement, Lord. Oh, God, lift up that hung down head, God. Let them realize, God, that if they praise you, if they praise you and glorify you, God, God, that you will not disappoint them, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lift us up where we need to be, God. Fix it tonight, hallelujah. Fix it tonight, God. You know everyone individually. You know everybody collectively, Father. You know what needs to be done, Father. I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, stir up our pure mind. Stir us up, God, for we know that we are living in the end times, God. Help us, God, to put on the whole armor of God. Help us to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. Let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to stand, God. And after we've done all to stand, we will continue to stand on your word. God, those that are recuperating, healing, let the healing power begin. Let it come forth, God, speedily in the name of Jesus. God, in Jesus' mighty name, encourage, Lord. Encourage her. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. You know all about the situation. Strengthen Deacon Brown, God. Oh, my God. You love them, God. You're encouraging them, God. You got their situation. In the name of Jesus, we are standing in the gap tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for our mother, Dolores Liggins, and they who just had a birthday of 87 years old, God. God, nobody but a God like you. We didn't know that we'd come this far by faith, leaning and depending on the Lord. We thank you for Mother Anderson, Reverend Anderson, God, that God give her the strength, Lord. She's going to see her 87th birthday because of your goodness, because of your mercy, because of your love, because of your faithfulness. Her soul looked back and wondered how she got over. Glory, glory to God. We bless you tonight. Praise your mighty, mighty name, God. Hallelujah, God. We love you, Lord. We look to you. You're the author. You're the finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus, you started a good work in us, and you know how to complete it. You know how to keep us against that day until the day that Jesus comes. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that we'll be kept in perfect peace. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you, Lord, at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We praise you because we know all of our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, I bless you, God, for Sister Elise, how you have blessed her, raising her up, strengthening her. Glory to God. We thank you, for God, for Sister Shirley Brown. Thank you for the praise report. So we give your name the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Father, I pray, God, for the Petersfield Baptist Church family. God, I pray that you would just strengthen them, energize them with just a Holy Ghost power, that we will run as never before. We will run for our life, that we will run quickly before you, that we will stay humble before you, that we will get a glimpse, God, and know that our salvation is drawing nearer than when we first believed, God. Stir them up, God. Those that are just laid back, nonchalant, not worried about coming to church, can come but won't come. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We ask you to stir up their pure mind. Stir them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Not only our church, there's many, many churches, God, that need a boost, that need your Lord, God, that needs you, God. Touch them, every pastor, every evangelist, every teacher, preacher, minister of your word, God. Help us, Lord, to cry out and spare not. Help us to teach that word just like it is, because your word is not going to go out and return to your void, but it will accomplish all that it set out to do. And Father, we prayed you for our pastor. Ask you to strengthen him. Oh God, strengthen him on every hand. God, that you would give him fresh anointing, fresh vision. And God, with vision, God, I know you will give provision. We bless you, God, and we thank you for the answer, and we will give your name the praise and the glory and all the honor. Father, it belongs to you. I praise you for this prayer line. I thank you for it right now, God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord. We bless you at all times, and we will give your name the praise. Hallelujah. Glory. On this line, go ahead, give God the praise. Hallelujah. While we are yet here, let us praise God. We'll reach out and touch him. He's passing by your way. Hallelujah. Reach out by faith in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God, and we thank you, Lord God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. 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 And we glorify you, and we thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for this half an hour. It went by so fast, but I'm committed to letting you all go in 30 minutes. So we just praise God. I believe I've given you enough that you can worship him and praise him. Reach out and touch him anytime. Glory to God. So we praise God. Asking for your prayers, bless us and with your prayers, and hold us up before the Lord, Pastor and I. We love you, and the Lord loves you more. And until next week, we will give God the praise. We'll pray for you. You will pray for me. And as Pastor always says, we go watch God change things. God bless you. I love you, and be blessed of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Yes, have a blessed night. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.